Welcome to the Faith Church Peshtigo podcast. You can find us online at faithpeshtigo.com. We're also on Facebook. Just search for Faith Church Peshtigo. Today's conversation features an interview with Sam Picard, featuring myself and Pastor Jeff. Welcome, everybody, to the Faith Church Peshtigo podcast. My name is Christoph, and with me today is Jeff Klossy. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Christoph. Hello, everybody. I hope everyone's doing well.
How are you doing today?
I'm actually pretty good. It's been a nice, bright Thursday so far. Very pleasant after a couple days of rain, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it was supposed to be, there's like a potential of rain all day today, and there's still sun out there, so.
I love it.
I feel like my iPhone has lied to me all day today.
I know. At some point, you just have to be like, the weather is whatever it is.
I've been bracing for like a thunderstorm, like a good thunderstorm, which it just hasn't happened. And that's like, I like the rain and everything, but I want some meat to that.
It can be very exciting. Hey, I saw something kind of wild this week.
What's that?
After elder meeting on Tuesday evening, I was driving home down Raider Road and a black bear was walking down the road. And that was really exciting to see. I was glad I wasn't pedaling. I was behind the steering wheel and not a bike, but pretty sweet.
You saw, how far away were you from the black bear?
Not far, because I kind of was the only one out, I think. I came up on it. It wasn't dark yet, so I could see something in the road. You know what that feels like around here, right? You're like, oh, look, a deer.
Yeah.
Slow down, because there's going to be more of them.
Yeah.
The closer I got, I could see like it walking, and that is not a deer. Sure enough. Big old bear, and he really took off fast when I got close.
Really?
Yes.
He was scared of you.
Oh, yes. I have that effect on bears.
On bears?
Yes.
What's it like when you go to Chicago?
Same thing.
Anyway,
have you seen any wildlife lately?
Any wildlife? I mean, birds.
And oh, good.
We have a giant like pine tree in our backyard, but it's actually like two pine trees. It's just, it's really big, and we're pretty confident that we have like a whole bustling neighborhood of like furry rodents underneath there, because there are bunny rabbits and squirrels and all sorts of things that are coming out of there. And Shiloh and Maggie just love it. Like, if I say bunny, you'll hear Shiloh's little footsteps just bolt across the house. She's bunny, bunny, bunny. And she's like straight to that window, and she loves it. So I mean, like, we see that, but I haven't seen any bears.
Thank goodness you have that tree.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
No, it's like a Disney movie
In
our backyard. It's fantastic.
So cool. So who else is with us today?
Yeah, it's a Thursday podcast, which means we have a guest with us. And with us today is Sam Picard. Hi, Sam.
Hey, everyone. Hey.
How are you doing?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
Have you seen any wildlife recently?
No, I think it's crazy. Both Jeff and my buddy Jonathan have both seen black bears like in the last week or two. And I've lived here my entire life and have yet to see one. So
I've never seen one either. I have ate a black bear, though, from the area. Maybe it wasn't a black bear. I don't know. It was a bear. But our hunting buddies got one and
wow.
Bear meatloaf. So
that's
bear meatloaf.
Thing I've yet to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my only... I've never seen one either, actually. Just tasted one, apparently. Sam, thank you for joining us. Our Thursday podcast, we bring in somebody from the church and just have a conversation with them. And just for the sake of maybe people who don't know you, maybe share a little bit about who you are, your family, and where you're from.
Yeah, for sure. So like I said, I grew up in Marinette. Did not grow up going to church at Faith, but grew up going to a Lutheran church in town. And went through the public school system, graduated high school, did 2 years at the university in town, and then did my 2 years in GB, got my degree from there. And then I decided to join the Coast Guard, and that's when I split town for a few years.
Okay.
Got married, traveled, did a bunch of cool stuff, and now we're back. So,
yeah, before we hop on to the roller coaster ride of moving and going kind of around, how long have you been involved or been a part of Faith Church?
Yeah, I was trying to think back of when I came, and I think it was back in 2007, when my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, Jess, her and I, God was doing some really cool stuff in our relationship. and just was drawing us to him, and was doing that through Faith Church. And it was just a really cool experience, and we felt really connected for about a year or two. And then that's when I joined the Coast Guard and moved away for about a year, where she stayed behind, and then we got married.
So 2007. That's,
yeah.
Okay. And then Sam, for those who may not know you as well too, like where in the church may have some of them seen you serving, because you're involved in a number of areas.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing where people would notice me is back behind the cage on stage. I play drums. So probably don't see me, but hear me maybe.
The cage. You're the one making the racket.
It's a very special seat. You get to watch all of us up there, I bet.
It is. It's kind of that good balance of like being a part of everything, but still hidden in the background. We don't have to worry about people looking at you.
Yeah, that's cool. What else? What other areas are you involved in?
Yeah. So one of the youth leaders for the middle school boys, been doing that for, I don't know, the last year. Mm-hmm. And then, part of a gospel community group here in Marinette. And we've been a part of that since we've moved back to town about 2 years ago.
That's so fantastic. Like, I love that you have quite a wide variety of experience with different people at Faith, even though you've only been back for a couple of years, the worship and the youth and the gospel community. So you mentioned being involved with the Coast Guard, serving with the Coast Guard. Where have you served with them?
Yeah. So everyone who enlists in the Coast Guard does boot camp in New Jersey, in Cape May, New Jersey. So started there. And then I got orders to Lower Michigan, where I was at a small boat station. That was in St. Joseph, Michigan, which is in the southwest corner of the state, about 90 miles from Chicago. We were there for about 3 years. And then I went to Virginia for schooling for about 4 months, and we were in Yorktown. And then after that, we went to Staten Island, New York. So we were there for 2 years, which, It was a crazy 2 years being right in the thick of New York City. We basically lived in Coast Guard housing, which was right underneath the Verrazano Bridge, which connects Staten Island to Brooklyn. And then, you know, we had easy access to the ferry that took us right into Lower Manhattan. So we got our taste of the big city life with public transportation, like I said, ferries and subways and trains and all the above. So that was
big city life fun. For sure. Biggest city life in the States, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's no joke in New York. When we came and visited you guys, I was in shock because I grew up going down to Chicago all the time. I went to school in Chicago. I know big cities, and like, it feels like Chicago doesn't even compare to New York. Sometimes when you go in there, you're like, whoa, this is huge. Yeah. What's like, I'm just curious. What is like if you could say you missed anything from living in New York, what would it be?
Oh man. I mean, there's something about just like, I mean, there's obviously you don't run out of things to do. I think there's just so many unique like restaurants and shops and parks that, and then just being like surrounded by that many people, there's, I don't know. It's just a different, completely different feeling, like different pace. So I love like, I don't know, just the care of like being in a place where people have thought intentionally about like every square space. There's no like wasted space in a city like that. So
sure. Yeah.
It's a cool experience.
So what has it been like? I mean, I know this is probably something that's very difficult to encapsulate, but serving in the Coast Guard, you're the first person I've known who has served in the Coast Guard. It's not quite as large of a branch as some, right?
Yeah.
But what
definitely.
Has that been like for you? I'm curious how it's affected you. Maybe your walk with Jesus. What is it? How's that been?
Yeah. Through the Coast Guard, like looking back on it, because I was active duty for about 6.5 years. I've been out, but I'm still in the Coast Guard Reserves, which I drill in Sturgeon Bay. But yeah, active duty, like I said, I joined active duty maybe 2 years after I started coming back to church. Like I said, I grew up in the church, but then kind of did my own thing for a while and didn't really pursue like a personal relationship with God. So like joining the Coast Guard, after kind of having my eyes like reopened again, just was a, it was a really neat experience because the Coast Guard is different than like a normal 9-to-5 job. My first duty station, like I said, was a small boat station. And we had a unique schedule where we were working 2 days on, 2 days off, and then every other weekend. So you literally spend like, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, nighttime with these guys. And there's a lot of times where we'd go and do like different patrols and stuff like at night, which proved to be a really awesome thing for just having deeper relationships. Like that's when the good conversations would come out, would be at night when things kind of slow down. And so I think through that, like I definitely used me in that season for sure. And it's pretty neat. Like all the places that we've lived, I can think of, you know, a relationship or two where it was just like super evident that you know, God was using that time together. So.
Yeah. What was that? So, just because, so for those who don't know, you're my brother-in-law. So, your sister is my wife. And so I've kind of gotten to be a part of the experience a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
What was it like in, this maybe is a hard question. So if it's kind of a difficult question, feel free to be like, no, and we'll move on. like, I think one of the things I always admired, while you were in the Coast Guard is that, you still kind of had a family first mentality. And like when you were away. So when you were at boot camp or when you were just all over the country, whether you were with your family or not with your family, it seemed like you had put family first. What was kind of the driving force behind that? And how did you help like make that a priority?
Yeah. I mean, I think kind of knowing ahead of the time, just because I had an uncle who was in the Coast Guard and retired from the Coast Guard. So just knowing a little bit the way the Coast Guard as a service kind of values families, that was like a big reason why I pursued the Coast Guard versus, you know, a different armed service. So yeah, they definitely do value families and they give you opportunities to put your family first. Like you're saying, like if somebody needs something at home, like it wasn't even a question. Like I could go and take care of that. And that was a really neat experience just to have, especially being a young family when I joined, and just learning like how to be a family. So that was like a really awesome career to be in, to be able to have that flexibility and that support during that time.
Cool.
So what are the age ranges for your family, Sam? Oldest to youngest?
Yeah. Well, they're all summer birthdays, so they're all like aging here. So okay. Ella is she's 14 now. She'll be 15 in July. Maya is going to be 13, like tomorrow. And Nova is she just turned 9. Vera's gonna be turning 6 at the end of the month. And then we just had River, our boy, finally. So 4 girls and 1 boy, and he was born in December.
So that's a pretty good range of kids. I'm curious, what have you guys been getting up to for fun lately with that range?
Man, right now with a newborn, I mean, anything is an accomplishment. I mean, just going for a walk around the block in our neighborhood, we love doing that. We also like, I would say the biggest like push this summer was just getting decent bikes for everybody and getting out on bikes and experiencing that. It's been a lot of fun doing that. But yeah, otherwise we love just traveling, little day trips, going to new places or going to like our favorites. Like I said, we spent 2 years in Sturgeon Bay and in Door County. So that's kind of like, we have our go-to places there. That we know we love, that we enjoy. And it's just spending time outside now that it's summer, like the girls just constantly want to swim. So we're at the beach a lot, or at the dock down by our house, stuff like that.
How would you encourage a family who they just feel like they don't necessarily click and do things together? You know, like how would you encourage a family? Or like what, I guess maybe even a better question is like, what has been the blessing out of that?
Yeah, man, there's many times where it's not easy. It's not easy. Kids are fighting like they don't want to go do the thing that we have planned, or they have a different agenda for the day. So there's definitely some I don't know, some testing there, but it's always worth it just to push through it, try to keep your cool, plan ahead, which is one thing that both Jess and I aren't the best at. We like to wing it, but when your parents, it doesn't really go over that well. But yeah, I mean, I would say it's worth it. Just make it happen.
Yeah, I feel like that's the thing. I don't know. I feel like I struggle with that. Is sometimes like it seems like it's not worth it. And it's like one of those when you actually put forth the effort to do it, it is worth it. I feel like, so like just this past Saturday, I went to the gym in the morning. I got home from the gym and Sarah's like, "Hey, Sam's on Coast Guard and they're thinking about going and getting pizza in Door County." And I'm like, man, that's a 2-hour drive. We've got the two girls. Like, was that gonna line up with nap time? And like, we did it, and it was awesome. And I'm encouraged by the fact that you guys do it because, and your honesty, because let's be honest, it's probably not the easiest every single time.
Yeah, I think a big motivator for me is like, when our kids grow up and look back, what are they going to remember? And they're always going to remember like those times where we went to Door County, or even like last night, for example. I got done with work. My wife had the older girls and they were out doing their thing. So I just had Nova and Vera. And the forecast didn't look awesome after I got to work, but they really wanted to go swimming. So we got on our bikes and just biked to Red Arrow. And while we were there, and like it was like the dark clouds were coming in, they were already in the water, but it just started to rain. And it was awesome. Like they were just laughing and giggling. We rode home in swimsuits and through huge puddles. And I just, yeah, I mean, those are the moments that you'll remember. So
Yeah, I saw some of those
those are
pictures on
some of
Instagram. Those were intense. Like some of the sky and stuff. I was like, you guys are crazy.
We had the dog with. He was going nuts too, and just he loves the water. It's funny.
Good old bear.
Yeah.
Bear.
Yeah,
So
that's the bear that
you
I've
did
seen.
see a bear.
That's what you
There
have
you
seen.
go.
Yeah. That's your bear.
I love that picture
Yep.
though, Sam, of just rolling with it, because that's the thing. Like, even it starts raining. Okay, yeah, it's raining. We can make that fun too. Or,
Yeah.
wow, it's taking twice as long as I had thought it would to pack the van. Well, that's part of the experience, right? And as hard as that can be, sometimes we have to still do it and try and, by the grace of God,
Yeah.
have fun in the middle of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like there's plenty of times where I start to get irritated during that and just trying. I don't always do it. Like there's times I do mess up, but just trying to push through it.
You mentioned gospel community something earlier, and I'm sure that's something you do with your family. What has that looked like? And especially lately, what has gospel community looked like for you guys?
Yeah. So right away, when we moved back here, like I said, we've been back for about 2 years, and just knowing Sarah and Christoph and their family, and just kind of where our hearts were at and our goals for, like being back in the area, just wanting to get plugged in and developing those relationships. So the way our gospel community has been working, just Thursday nights, we've been meeting our house, Sarah and Christoph's house, Jonathan and Rachel, they'll host a lot. And but I guess like, well, normally it would look like, a potluck family dinner, and then we would hang out and just catch up, and sometimes have guided conversation, sometimes just talk and catch up and see how everyone's doing, and then, praying for each other and trying to be intentional there. But during the last few months with COVID, it's definitely been interesting. Normal patterns and rhythms haven't been there, and tried doing Zoom calls for a while, but our family isn't super awesome with making those. It's so tough to get on the call sometimes, with the kids doing their thing and with the newborn. But so yeah, I just through that, just trying to reach out to each other, and we naturally hang out with Sarah and Christoph just, through family, but also Jonathan and Rachel too. We do life a lot with them, just normal stuff. So
Yeah, I think one of the things I will say this, I miss doing the potluck together because I feel like we normally ate pretty well on Thursday nights. Like that's that's been a bummer. But one of the things I appreciate about our gospel community, and I don't know if you can echo this as well, is just that we try to make it so that the Thursday night is kind of an anchor point of, you know, this is when we get together, this is when we connect. But just because we don't necessarily have the Thursday night doesn't mean we don't stay connected, doesn't mean we don't keep up with each other. And I think that's been important. And it's not like everyone's connected with everyone. I feel like everyone is connected, but it's not necessarily everyone is connected with everyone. We have a little bit of a challenge where we're a little bit of a larger gospel community, and so just making sure everyone is staying connected in one way or another. But yeah, that was the funny thing is Zoom, like, it worked in some situations and it definitely did not work in some situations. And I think it's so hard to try to do like a larger group gospel community type thing on a Thursday night over Zoom. Like, it's hard.
Yeah.
Zoom's got a lot of good things going for it. I am definitely ready to not necessarily use Zoom. It's funny because we're on Zoom right now recording this, but I'm ready to not Zoom. Take me out of the Zoom roller coaster.
I hear ya.
It's good to supplement, right? But not to be the primary way we're interacting. But yeah, here's another question for you, Sam. As you just think about your life lately and God's work in it, what has God been teaching you? Where have you been seeing him working in you?
Yeah. I mean, in a weird way, like the whole COVID thing and just everything happening has been a blessing. I think in our family, it's helped us slow down. It's eliminated a lot of distractions, and just spending time together. And then also in addition to that, I think, I don't know, just maybe some of like the tougher things that come out through that, it just kind of, you know, your heart is also revealed in places that you need to grow in. And I think just needing to really understand and know his love for me, and then how that impacts how I handle and react to certain situations, like within my home, for example, just kind of shows the things that I believe or where I fall short. It's a lot of growth.
Yeah. I think that's true for all of us, obviously. You said something to me early on in the whole COVID-19 corona quarantine. I think you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Do you mind if I share it?
No.
Last chance.
We'll edit this out. I so appreciate it. You and I had a really poignant conversation. It was like 3 weeks, 4 weeks into quarantine and stay at home. And you just said something that I would be curious. I feel like this is a good time to follow up on it. Is like, you said that you were frustrated with that question. Not that you were necessarily frustrated, but that you were just, you could probably say it better.
Yeah. No, I was just saying, like, I don't know what he's teaching me yet. Like, ask me again later.
Yeah.
And it's tough. Like I was saying, like, as good, you know, like some of the good things that I was saying, like, you know, eliminating distractions, spending more time together as a family, and which is good. But then also through that, without having things to run and be busy with and go and do, like, you find yourself also, you know, butting heads with each other and losing your temper and your patience and you know, showing that other side, the negative side, which just reveals, like, you know, the work that or the growth that needs to be done yet. So.
Yeah. Well, and you're working from home right now when you normally wouldn't. So that was kind of a little bit of a different environment. I mean, like a lot of people were going through that same situation where they're working at home. And you're saying that God was revealing a lot of things to you. Like, it sounds like there was a lot of things he was teaching you, and it just may not have been necessarily an immediate, like, poignant thing. It's been a over yeah. time he has just kind of like challenged you on that.
Well, yeah, and it's like it's so easy to be distracted and busy. So you're like, maybe you know or are aware of certain areas that you need to grow in, but you can ignore it or put it to the side, where this, you kind of came head to head and was like, we're dealing with this now.
I find that super encouraging, though, that answer that you gave. You said it was like a few weeks in for all of us still, because really, if everyone listening just asked themselves, what is God teaching me through this super strange life we've been living for the last 3 months, we might have a sense, but I do think it's probably true for all of us. We don't really know yet what God is teaching us. I think that that will come in time. I know for me, part of it is like every day I have to just trust him, because I don't know what the next day brings. And I think before this, I could have said that. Now I can feel it. Mm. And depending on what happens and what God does through all this, I might feel it even different, you know, going forward. So I don't know. I find that very encouraging. We don't know.
Yeah. I think it's not just that we don't know, but there's a level of like, I don't want to rush it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very easy to sometimes just give those very like canned answers of God's teaching me patience, which is a great thing. Learning patience is a fantastic thing. It's something that I daily still need to learn. But how many times have I said that just like off the cuff without actually digging a little bit deeper into what that actually looks like and what that actually means?
Mm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, definitely.
So when we were talking about that, I told you this, like, that was an awesome answer and it challenged me and it encouraged me. I think like it was funny because I think from a ministry standpoint, we were so wrapped up in asking that question to everyone. It was like every opportunity we got, what are you learning in quarantine? Everyone's writing thought pieces on it. Everyone's making YouTube videos about it. And it's like, maybe just pause for a moment and just listen and, you know.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Lord, teach us, right? That's our prayer. Keep teaching us, shaping us. Sam, what have I forgot to ask you that you'd like to talk about? Is there anything?
Oh, man.
Think about...
What kind of axe do you have to grind? No, I'm just kidding.
How's your chance? Start pounding on the lectern.
No, I mean, I don't know. I guess no one's paying me for saying this, but I'm just really thankful to be here in Marinette and to be a part of this church. I think with having the opportunity of moving around the country, like we've lived in New York, we've lived in Michigan, we've lived in Reno, Nevada, and we've always like been around Christians in the church and been a part of a church. But I just want people to know that Faith Church here is a pretty unique place. And that, you know, I feel like this is one of the places where I genuinely 100% trust the leaders. And it's just like, feels healthy and just feels honest and raw, and no one's trying to fake anything or follow a certain fad or trend, and just, looking for God's truth through his word. And I just really value that. And I can have those raw conversations with all the leaders at this church. And I don't know, just value that. So I don't know, just want people to know that if they haven't been out of Marinette or a part of a different church. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
thank you, Sam.
Yeah, thank you. I'll make sure that the royalty check gets sent. All the money we make on this podcast.
Yeah. You're going to see attendance spike as soon as we open the door.
It was all from that podcast, episode 24. Oh, man. Well, thank you.
Moving in this area.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Thank you for the kind words, and thank you for just carving out a little bit of your day to chat. With having a full-time job and the kids and just everything that's going on, I know time is precious. So thank you for taking some time. Well, if you have stayed with us this whole time and listened, thank you so much. We record two podcasts a week. One on Tuesday that discusses the previous week's sermon, and then we have one on Thursday where we chat with somebody from the church. If you have any questions that you would love tackled here on the Faith Church podcast, anyone who you would like to see, or suggestions, or anything of that nature, you can connect with us online at faithpeshtigo.com. You can also send us a message on Facebook. If you use Facebook, just search for Faith Church Peshtigo. But I think that is going to do it for us. Have a fantastic day.